Chapter 10.
Adam, I can feel the chains dropping from my heart. I'm free.
You are unchained, he said, which makes escape possible. But we still have to make it out of the orchard, and that won't be easy. The prince will do everything he can to recapture us both before we make it out.
Abigail considered the journey. They would have to pass thousands of fruit trees between the cave and the clearing. A gauntlet. Suddenly, she felt like a wounded soldier 100 miles behind enemy lines. Adam drew a wooden sword from the scabbard on his belt. Holding it flat across his palms, he presented it to her.
With this, you will be able to fight your way through.
Abigail frowned at the weapon.
What's wrong? Adam asked.
I know that sword. It's the one the others gave me before. It didn't help. I couldn't even lift it.
Yes, it's heavy. That's what makes it so powerful. One hard swing and nothing can withstand the blow.
I don't doubt it. But what good is that if I can't swing it? Look at you. Even with all your muscles, you need 2 hands just to raise it.
Adam smiled.
You'll be able to wield it when the time comes.
Then he looked down at the sword and his mouth tightened, like a man concealing some unspeakable secret. After a pause, he spoke pensively, as if talking to himself.
Swinging it isn't the hardest part. It's at the moment of decision, when you see the one against whom you must raise this sword. In that instant, will you hesitate?
He seemed to be on the verge of tears, as if reliving a dreadful memory. He returned the sword to its scabbard.
Forget the sword for now. When we reach the others, I'll show you how to get the strength you need to swing it. But first, I need to get you to the clearing. We're going to have to pass through some of the densest portions of the orchard, and Abigail stopped.
Adam, I can't. I know what happens when fruit is within reach. I'll lose control.
She turned her face away.
I can't go out there.
What you can't do is stay here. You'll be devoured in this cave.
He took her hands in his.
I'll help you. If it costs me my life, I will get you back to the ruler.
She drew a deep breath and followed Adam. 10 minutes passed in silence as she contemplated the upcoming test. The lantern flickered.
It's almost out, she said. Do you have more oil?
No, but it doesn't matter. We're close.
There should be an opening around the next corner. He spoke with a hint of questioning in his tone.
Strange. I would expect to see some daylight by now.
Passing the bend, they stopped.
Oh, no, Abigail said. Now what?
What looked like a stone wall sealed the cave opening from the outside. Not even a glimmer of light penetrated.
No one could move a boulder that size, Adam said. Not even the little ones. It must have fallen in the earthquake.
Her stomach churned as the beginnings of panic threatened yet again. She grasped Adam's arm.
Is there another way out?
He held up the dimming lantern.
Not that we could reach before losing our light.
He paused.
Here, hold this, he said, handing her the lamp. You were wondering about the sword?
He removed the vial from his coat. The pure, gleaming blue of the fluid inside was unmistakable.
A whole vial of the Father's life? How did you get...
She held the lamp close to the vial.
Wait, is this what you put on my lips before?
She put her fingers to her mouth, as if touching a sacred object. Adam poured the precious liquid into his hand and rubbed it on his arms.
Stand back.
She retreated several paces. His skin glistened blue in the lamplight. As he unsheathed the sword, the hue changed from blue to purple. With one hand, he lifted the great weapon above his head, paused, then slashed downward and across, impacting the boulder. The blow cracked like a clap of thunder, and the stone shattered. Bits of debris pelted Abigail's whole body. Her ears rang, and grains of dirt crunched in her teeth as sunlight lit the dust-filled cave.
Adam, that was... I've felt power from the wind before, but it was never more than just a mist. That was...
She looked again at the vial.
How did you get that much?
The wind isn't the only one who gives life. I'll show you how to get much more, enough to wield the sword. But right now we need to go. Stay close to me, and don't look at the fruit.
She took his hand, and they stepped out of the cave.
It was several minutes before her cramping fingers made her realize her nails had been digging into Adam's skin. Everything was on the line. If she couldn't escape with Adam's help, she would never escape. It was now or never, and success now seemed unlikely.
Adam turned his head, and the glint of the sun revealed something Abigail hadn't noticed in the darkness of the cave. She regarded him with a curious tip of her head.
Glasses?
He took them off and held them up toward the sun.
They're hard to see, aren't they? So thin. The ruler gave them to me.
Oh, and he gave me this, too. He returned the spectacles to his face and pulled a leather-bound booklet from his pack. She wrinkled her nose.
Ew, it stinks.
Tell me about it.
But this little book is important. We'll need it for our escape.
Abigail took the volume in two fingers, holding it at arm's length, and read the title.
Stay alert?
The ruler wrote that on the cover when he gave it to me.
If it came from the ruler, why does it smell like...
Abigail's mind went blank. They had entered a dense section of the orchard and were surrounded by peach trees. Temptation came, not as an alluring siren, but as a springing trap, unheeded, until it's too late. Abigail could see nothing but the countless balls of enticement hanging from branches all around her. She tried to remember what she had been saying, but couldn't.
I need to think about the happiness, Rome.
But her mind refused to let go of its fixation on the fruit. It was as though the peaches were shouting at her, preventing any other thought from entering her mind. The last time she had enjoyed a peach played like a vivid drama in her imagination. Her mouth watered. Every cell in her body demanded a taste. Her hand rose, as if with a mind of its own, plucked a peach, and brought it to her mouth. Her whole body tensed in anticipation. Just as she began to bite down, the peach fell to the ground. A strong hand clamped her wrist.
No, Abigail, please!
She stumbled, but the hand on her wrist held her up. It was pulling her. She wanted that peach, but she also wanted to be pulled away. She leaned on Adam as they returned to the cave. Back inside, her delirium lifted, and she understood what had just happened. She steadied herself against the wall.
I told you this would happen, she said through tears. I can't do it. I'll never be able to do it. Just leave me here.
Adam had done what he could, and she loved him for it. But there comes a point where no one, no matter how earnest, can rescue a lost soul.
I'm just too far gone.
Adam released her wrist. Her knees gave way, and she slid down against the wall to the cave floor. The darkness of the cave seemed to have a gravitational pull. She stared into the blackness. If she gave in to the impulse to wander back into the caverns, would she be devoured quickly?
Then this whole nightmare would be over.